Okay, so this year it's about the original elders. Okay, we're going to be doing Shitas Rashi. Only Rashi.
Because
no one close. No Ramban. Okay, nobody else. So it's basically how Rashi learns the original, the first Zakenim. Okay? And I just wanted a point, it's just like a methodology point when you learn Chumash with Rashi, when you do Shnayim Mekravi next time, okay? It's just like, you have to realize Rashi is like, he's like, just like, it's like the same thing on like Gemara, okay? It's a sugya. It's not like you take an isolated Rashi and you like learn it, but like there's like a, you have to put Rashis together. Because there's a whole sugya, and like Ramban openly does that when he, you know, but Rashi's not as open. So you gotta like, you know, in a Gemara you realize Tosfos brings in other Gemaras and he's like learning them together and you realize Rashi's doing the same thing because you have Tosfos doing it, you know? So the same thing on the Chumash is like there's a sugya. So we're gonna try to follow the thread. There's probably gonna be a two-part shiur because you first have to get the facts in the sugya of what's going on, how Rashi learns the whole sequence of events. So the first part today is really gonna be mostly story time. Okay? You like story time. You got some food, a little story time, beautiful. Okay. So we'll start off with, it's basically what we'll start off with, we'll follow the history and the chronology of events. I'm going to go chronologically, which according to Rashi is not the order of the Torah. We'll see later on. And we'll go about basically the chronology of the Zakenim and see, you know, their rise and their fall. Okay?
We're talking about the Zakenim in Mitzrayim, you mean?
The Zakenim Mitzrayim, the original Zakenim.
Oh, I understand.
According to Rashi, they were replaced. Yes, you didn't know, huh? You didn't even know. Wow.
I did try.
Okay, fine. So let's start off. The first is, we'll start off with just Pesukim. It's Gimel, Perek Gimel, and Shemos, Pasuk Tes Zayin. Okay. So this occurs at the snap, right? This is Moshe Rabbeinu before he's ever really, after he ran away from Paro, right, after those events, so he's in Midian for 60 years. He has the Nevuah at the Sneh, which is telling him to basically go back to Mitzrayim, and he's going to start the whole process of Yetziah. Okay. So Hashem says to him, he says, in Gimel Tezayin, Lech v'asafta ziknei Yisrael, v'amarta lehem Hashem elkei avoseichem nirei lai, elkei avrim yitzchak v'yakov, lemor, pakot pakati aschem, v'asasur lechem Mitzrayim. Okay? So he says, go gather the ziknei Yisrael. And you see in Pasuk, Yurches, v'shamu l'kolecha, u'vasa ata v'ziknei Yisrael ha'melech Mitzrayim. So everybody's going to listen to you, and you and the ziknei Yisrael are going to go to Paro, and say to him, v'yamarta me'lo v'ashem l'kei evrim nikra leinu v'ata ne'elcha na'der shloshes hamim b'midbar v'nizbacha l'ashem l'keinu. So you and the zikneim are going to go to Paro, and you're going to give him this message. So Rashi says in Pasuk Tezayin, Ziknei Yisrael, Miyuchadim Lishiva. Right? Zakenim doesn't mean the old people in the generation. It means those who are Miyuchad, they're designated for, I guess, sitting down. They sat, I guess, to judge the people. They were the leaders, okay? And he says, Vim Tomer Zakenim Stam, which means the old people. Heich Efshalo Lasov Zakenim Shashishim Rivo. How could you gather all the elders, the old people, and 600,000 people? So rather means the Zakenim, those who were established, the leaders of the generation, okay? Miyuchadim Liyeshiva. So the first point to notice, right, when we get to the Zakenim, is the Zakenim were already in place prior to the whole, like, this is the turning point in the whole story.
They were out of all Mitzrayim, they were already there?
But yeah, yes, they were in place, okay? They were in place. And it makes sense when you think about it, because the institution of leaders is something that even a nation who's in a slave nation, so they also have leaders, right? It's not like they're all just like individuals. They're still leaders of the nation. Now, it's true they're all slaves, you know, whatever it is. Maybe some people are higher than others, but there were leaders, right? There were leaders. There were Ziknei Yisrael even before the turning point. Turning point is the snap, right? That God, Vayeda Elokim, God hears the cries and he sends Moshe. There's the Nevuah to send Moshe. Moshe doesn't really want to go. Finally convinces him. So, but even beforehand, there are Zakenim, right? The Ziknei Yisrael. During the Avdus, there were Zakenim. And God is telling Moshe, go to the Zakenim and deliver this message. They're going to go with you. They're going to listen to you. They're going to believe you. And they're going to go with you to Paro to deliver the message of sending out Bnei Yisrael. Okay, good. Now let's go to Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chaf Tes. Okay, so Moshe and Aaron meet up, and they go. Right, they perform Vayelech Moshe v'Aaron, right, Dalet Chaf Tes. Vayasvus Kol Ziknei Bnei Israel. Okay, so they listen to God. Makes sense. So why should they should listen? And they gather all the leaders, the Ziknei Israel, the elders. Vayidab Aaron is called Dvar Mashiach Dibra Hashem Bo. So they deliver the message. Vayas Osos Leineam, and they perform the Osos, the Dam, right, the stick, all these things, the signs to prove that God sent them. Vayaminam Vayishma Ki Pakar Hashem Es Bnei Israel Vaki Chiras and Yam Vayikdu Vishdachavu. Okay, good. The Achar and Pasuk Aleph now, Perek Hey Pasuk Aleph, next Pasuk. The Achar Bo Moshe V'Aaron V'Yomu Rel Paro Kol Mar Shem Elkei Yisrael Shalach Hasami V'Yachugli B'Midbar. So now there's a problem, right? Because part of what Hashem told Moshe was you and the Zekinim are going to go to Paro, but all of a sudden Perek Hey Pasuk Aleph, it's just Moshe and Aaron. Okay, where did the Zekinim go? Right, that's the problem. Where did the Zekinim go? They were supposed to go with him. So Rashi notices this. Pen Pasuk Aleph. Rashi says, "Avo zekinim nishmatu echad echad mi'achar Moshe v'Aaron, ad shenishmatu kulam kodim shegiu lepaltrim." So the zekinim, one by one, they slipped off. Okay, one by one. By the time they got to the palace to deliver the message to Paro, they were all gone. Lefisha yaru lalechas, because they were scared. Okay, it's Moshe Aaron. Yeah, it's. What was the fancy tricks you got there? But you know, like, you can go to Paro. What exactly are you going to tell him? You know, what do you say? You say what? No, thank you. So one by one, they fell away. Okay, and by the time Moshe and Aaron got to Paro, their whole posse was gone. You know, they just looked behind them and gone. Where did I go? Yeah, they're gone. Okay, there's a kingdom. They believe, but you know. They believe more, you know, after. That's when we'll believe when, you know. Yeah, so they don't really. Okay, good. So what happens?
It's interesting that Rashi says, like, one by one.
Yeah. It's like the psychology of it, I think. I do think there's, like, a psychology of the biggest wimp. I think it builds, yeah. You get, like, a group finale. I guess it's like it breaks the morale. The first guy goes, the second guy, it's like a process of slipping away. It's not like a conscious decision of the group. It's just each guy wimps out on his own. And as more and more people slip, you know, all of a sudden you see, like, you had 72 people before, and now you're down to, like, 32, and then you're down to 10, and then eventually everybody breaks, okay? it's pretty fun. But so that's what happens. So now what happens to them? Okay, so Rashi is like this. Ubisinai and at Sinai, okay, Nifrolahem, they got there, they got paid back. They got punished. Why? It says Venigash Moshe Levada Vohem Lo Yigashu, and only Moshe went up, and they did not get to approach. At Sinai, they did not get to approach the Shechina. Hechziram Lechorim. God turned them back. Okay, He turned them back.
Meaning they were supposed to be up on Sinai.
They were supposed to be up on Sinai. They were supposed to approach, but instead they got returned back with the Yam. They didn't get to approach.
What about Aaron?
Aaron did get to go up. Aaron did get to go up because he went here. Okay.
Like Yeshua also, right?
Yeshua, was he? I don't know. I don't think so. It's really, well, we'll see. That's where we're going to go next. Okay. You'll see really is like, if you don't realize Rashi Shita in terms of how to learn the things, this thing sounds crazy because, I mean, you'll see that they did go up. Okay. The kingdom do go up. Right, and also, okay, good. And so then, you know, some people basically get confused and say, well, what's going on? The Zekinim do go up. They say, well, they didn't get to go as far as Moshe. Mm-hmm. Moshe went further. The Zekinim had to stay further back. But then you have a problem because Aaron also had to stay further back. So you can't really learn it that way. And then, you know, it's Moshe, then Aaron, then you have, like, Nadav and Avihu, and the Zekinim, and, like, it makes sense. There's, like, a descending order of greatness. So it doesn't seem like the Zekinim are punished at all. Okay, but you'll see that just, you have to realize Rashi learns the whole events in a special way that gets him out of this problem. Okay? Okay. So now, okay, good. Now we'll stick in chronological order. We're going to go to Perek Mishpatim, okay? Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Aleph. Oh, wait, I missed one. Hold on. Okay. Let me, before we go there, So before we follow the original elders, okay, we're going to see Rashi already in Mitzrayim. Rashi, they're already the guys who are going to be the replacement elders, according to Rashi, the second group. Okay, they're already make their appearance. So it's Perek Hey Pasuk Yodalet.
Can I ask a stupid question?
Yeah, sure, great.
Why are we referring to them as Zekanim? Like if Rashi says like they're literally not Zekanim.
Zekanim is a term for like the leaders, the elders. Okay. You know, they say if I talk about
right,
it means like a chacham. It means a chacham, a leader. That's like the term the Torah uses for a leader. In general, the leaders of a generation are the older generation.
Okay.
Generally, right? President got to be at least 40, right? Okay, so it's so fun. So after Moshe and Aaron deliver their message to Paro, okay. So this Perek, before we go to Sinai, Perek Hey Pasuk Yadalet. So Paro says, your guys are getting lazy, right? The Zekanim didn't go with them. Paro says, you guys are all getting lazy. Maybe the problem is you got too much time on your hands. No more straw. Go make your own bricks. But I want you to be gather your own straw and make bricks. And the amount of bricks that you're going to have to make is not going to be reduced, which is obviously a very difficult demand. The Am can't really keep up with it, right? It's like impossible. You're like doubling their work and saying, make it, but I want you to have the same results. And I'm sure they're working hard to begin with. So it's impossible, okay? So what happens? So basically, Vayuku Shotri Bnei Yisrael Asher Samu Aleihem Nokshe Paro Lemor Madu Lo Chilisem Chacham Lilbon Kismol Shel Shom Gam Tmo Gal Hayom. So the Paro's taskmasters, who were, that's the Nokshe Paro. So Paro's, these were Egyptians. So they were hitting the Jewish taskmasters. Okay, so there was a hierarchy of structure here. There was the slaves themselves. Then on the slaves, they were appointed Jewish taskmasters who were, well,
slave
taskmasters, right? It's a very funny position a person finds himself in. So on the one hand, they're from the slave nation, but they had like a certain authority over the.
And then the Holocaust, no?
That is that what did happen?
Yeah, I think so.
They appointed Jews to take care of, right? Okay, it makes sense because they know. See, it makes sense to do because they're part of the nation. They know the Jews. They know who's dodging work, who's not.
Right.
And so long as the Egyptians hold those guys responsible, it's like a much more effective way of controlling the slave population than just the Egyptian trying to control the slaves. Because they don't live with the slaves. They don't know all the ins and outs of their life.
It also really breaks part of the Am.
What?
It also really breaks part of the Am.
It breaks?
Part of the Am.
I mean, it splinters them into...
Yeah.
I mean, because then there's like the good, the guys who have it good and the guys who don't have it so good.
They kind of lose their identity.
It's divisive. It's divisive. Okay, good. Yeah, I could hear that. In this case, it did not. Okay, but we'll see. Rashi says like this in Pasuk Yedalet. Vayuku Shotru Bnei Yisrael HaShotrim Yisraelim Hayu. So the Shotrim were Jewish. V'chasim Al Chavereim Miladachkam. So they had pity on their friends, right, who were underneath them, right, who had to work to friends. So they didn't want to push them. Because Shahayu Mashlim and Halvenim Lenoksim Shehem Yitzriim, and they would give the bricks up to the guys above them, the Egyptian who's above the Jewish guy, the slave taskmaster. While Yachasim and Eskum Hayimakin Osam, and they're missing the number, like impossible. There's no way they could possibly get the slaves underneath them to produce. So they would whip them. Ashlo Dachkus Osim Malacha, because they say you're not pushing the Jewish guys underneath you hard enough. So therefore, the Jewish taskmasters were getting hit by the Egyptians. Lefikach zachu osim shotrim lios Sanhedrin. So because that they had compassion on their fellow Jew, right? They were zocha to become on the Sanhedrin. V'netzal min aruch asher Moshe, and the ruach hakodesh, the nevuah, the shechina that was for Moshe was taken from Moshe and placed on them, extended to them. We'll see this later on. Right, so because this is a parsha that comes later on in Baal Oscha, that God says to Moshe, right, these are replacement Zekanim, is gather up 70 new Zekanim, according to Rashi. Right, from those that you knew in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, that they were the good guys, they're the Shotrim, they already were on a certain level of authority. They weren't the Zekanim in Mitzrayim, but they were the Shotrei Ha'am, they were like the officers. So they, and because they had this Mida, this good Mida, that they had compassion on their fellow Jew, they were Zochah to ultimately become the replacement Zekanim. Okay, fine. So that's going to come back at the end. Okay, but you see in Mitzrayim there already was these two hierarchies of leadership. There was the elders, the Zakenim, right, who were the official leaders, right, of the generation. And that's who God told Moshe to communicate to, the whole message. And those were the guys who were supposed to go to Paro, and they were the real authorities in that society, in Mitzrayim. And then in the actual functional world of building bricks and things like that, there was a hierarchy of slaves and taskmasters from the Jews, and those are the Shotrim. Okay? And these are the two roles of authority that ultimately the original Zakenim will get replaced by these other guys. Okay. So far so good, following the story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Well,
I didn't know this. I didn't know that was Rashi Shita that they
there
were new Zakenim.
Oh, new Zakenim. You'll see. It's coming up soon.
Cool.
The fireball. Okay, good. So now let's go to Perichov Dalet Pasuk Aleph. Okay. So now this is at the end of Mishpatim, right? The Torah is given, Aser Shedibros is in Yisrael. Then you have Mishpatim, all the Mishpatim. At the end of Mishpatim, you have this Parsha. Okay, Vel Moshe Amar. And to Moshe was said, Alei El Hashem, Ata Va'aro Noda Va'aviyu V'shivim Zikne Yisrael V'ishtach Avisa Merachok. Okay, so go up on the mountain, Moshe, Aro, Noda Va'aviyu, and Shivim Zikena. Okay? Rashi says like this, when is this said? Okay, the Ramban, Ibn Ezra, they all learn this is happening after Sinai. Right? It's happening the day of Sinai, but after the Sarasa Dibros, they learn to Mishpatim, and this Parsha happens like the order in the Torah. Rashi does not learn that way. Rashi says, "Yes, Moshe Amar Parshas U Nemer Kodem Aser Shadibros Ubedalad B'Sivan Nemer Lo Ale." So this happens on the 4th of Sivan. Okay, it's important to keep these dates straight. But this is the 4th of Sivan, right? They got there in Rosh Chodesh. The Torah was given on the 6th day of Sivan. This Parsha was set on the 4th day. Okay, V'Nigash Moshe Levado El Hashem V'Heim Lo Yigashu. So only Moshe is going to approach. They are not going to approach, right? Rashi El Arafel. Right? They're going to go up on the mountain, but they're not going to go as far. Only Moshe is going to go to the Arafel. Fine. Va'am lo yalu imos. Va'am doesn't go up at all. Aaron, Nadav, Avinu, Shuv, Zakenim get to go up, but they have to stay at a distance. Moshe goes all the way up. Okay. So skip a pasuk. That's the Nasa, right? Moshe tells the people these things. The Am says, you know, Kol Shadib Hashem. And Nasa. Okay, good. Vayichtav Moshe Pesach Dal. Vayichtav Moshe is called Divrei Hashem. Vayashkim Baboker. Vayivim Mizbech Tachas Ahar. V'shtem Aser and Seva. Fine. So the next morning, see Rashi says, Vayashkim Baboker B'chamisha V'sivan. Okay, so on the next day, Chamisha V'sivan, Moshe builds the Mizbeach. And they read the Sefer Torah. He shechs the karbanos. They sprinkle the blood. Dan Beres, according to Rashi, is all occurring before Matan Torah. Okay. Now it says in Pasuk Tes, Vayal Moshe Aaron Nadav Aviu v'shivim zikne Yisrael. Okay, so they all go up like they're supposed to. This is Canaan included. Okay, Vayiru es Elokei Yisrael, and they see the God of Israel, v'sachas raglov, and underneath his feet, kemaise livnas asaper uch etzem hashemayim l'toar. Right, it's like a brickwork, a sapphire brickwork. And it's like the appearance of the sky in its purity. Okay, that's the nevuah. Velatzile ben Yisrael lo shalach es yado. And to the Atzile ben Yisrael, Rashi learns, this is, Atzile means like the nobles, the great ones, the Zakenim, Nadav and Aviyu. He does not send out his hand, he does not kill them. And they saw God and they ate and drank. Okay, so Rashi, there's two ways of learning this. Okay, Rashi brings down the other way, Unklus learns the other way, but Rashi learns this is a big chet. Okay, so what's going on here?
Factually, on Vav Sivan, what's going to happen? God's going to speak to everybody?
Yeah, the Vav Sivan is the Aseres HaDibros.
And then Moshe is going to go up and get the Torah, like the rest.
For 40 days.
Right, yeah.
Correct.
And that's going to happen after, and this is
all happens before. So there's, according to Rashi, there's a Mar Nevuah that they have on the 5th of Sivan, beforehand. Of Moshe, Aaron, Nadav, and Aviyu, Shivim, Mizikne, Yisrael, they go up on Sinai. They see God. They see Tachas Raglav. They see a brick underneath his feet. And right, and what does that mean? They had this Mar Nevuah of a brick underneath his feet and the appearance of the sky. And they sin by looking at God while they're eating and drinking. Okay, but he hasn't killed them right there. Okay, so we see those Rashis inside. Okay, this is all before Matan Torah, because you see the Zakenim. Okay, let's see Rashi. So Rashi and Pasuk Yud. Vayiras el Kesrael. Nistaklu v'tzitzu. So they stared and they peeked. V'nischayivu misa. And they were chayiv misa for looking at God, right? Or the marnevuah. Meaning, in terms of the marnevuah, they looked too far. They were too comfortable with God, and they looked in a way that they weren't supposed to. Obviously, it doesn't mean physical, it means something else. Okay. Elah shelo ratza Kadosh Baruch Hu la'arvev simcha satorah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to mix up the simcha, the happiness of Torah, with Avelis by killing them, even though he should have killed them right then, right? V'hintim l'nadav v'yad yom chanukas ha-mishkan. So he waited for Nadav and Avihu until Yom HaShmini, in Vayikra, right? In Sefer Vayikra, B'yom HaShmini, on the day that the Mishkan was inaugurated and the Shekhinah came down into the Mishkan and they brought the Eitz Zarah l'fnei Hashem and God kills them, right? The fires up their nostrils, right? So that's when Adam and Eve got their punishment. They were chayiv misa. U'zekenim ad vayiam kemisonim, and the zekenim it's until Bahalosva in the parsha of the misonim, right? We'll go to soon. So the fireball burns up the edges of the people. And Rashi, one way to learn is b'kitzinim shebemachane means the chiefs, which Rashi interprets to mean the zekenim. Okay, b'kitzei hamachane means the katzim, the chiefs. Okay, so that's when the zekenim got killed.
This is where they were complaining about what?
The misonanim. They're complaining.
About
Stam. They were just complaining. That's what Rashi learned. They were just complaining. Stam. Okay, that's what happens for complaining. Okay? Don't complain.
When we go for minyan.
Okay, good. Exactly. Okay, so now we'll come back to what this... I just want to show you how Rashi learns the Mar Nevuah. Okay, what does it mean there's a brick underneath God's feet and there was Etzem HaShemayim L'Tohar? What does it mean there's a brick?
Before you
go ahead.
Does that become problematic for Rashi to learn, like, why in those places? Meaning, like I say, another view, right? Why, doesn't it seem like they got punished for what they did, as opposed to this?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Is there an explanation for that thing?
Yeah, oh yeah, no, this is like, that's the main problem. That is going to be the main problem we're going to have to work out, is like, ultimately, like, look, if you see, you notice, this is the sugya, basically, is you first have the sin of the Zakenim in Mitzrayim. Is they didn't go with Moshe and Aaron to Paro, right? And because of that, they're punished at Matan Torah, right? Which you'll see that you haven't seen the punishment yet, because right now they're up there on the mountain, right? So the punishment is going to come the next day, you'll see. But now again, you have another sin. As v'yechazu asalakim, they're looking at God v'yochlu v'yishtu, and in an inappropriate way while they're eating and drinking, right? So there's like another chait, right? And they're chayiv misa for that. Another of you join in with them on this chait. So you have another one. Right, so you can have all these chaits, and Rashi's going to keep throwing one onto the next, and the question is, what's the tie between all these different things? Okay? Okay, fine. Now I catch up. Let's see. What did the Zakenim see? Right, so they saw Kemaisa Livnasa Saper. Ki Haisa Lefanav Bishasa Shibud Liskor Tzarasan Shal Yisrael Shal Yimishibadim Maisa Levanim. So there's bricks in front of God when Klal Yisrael was in Galus. When they were in the Shibud of Mitzrayim, there was bricks in front of him. But God remembers that even when during the Shibud and there was Hester upon him, so God was aware of the suffering and the avdus that they were going through. Okay, but when Klal Yisrael was redeemed, there was light and happiness before God. Okay, that's the Mar Nevuah. We'll come back to it. What's the meaning of that Mar Nevuah? But that's the thing. When Klal Yisrael was in avdus, He was Zocher, the Tzara of Klal Yisrael, and there was bricks. He remembered there were Avdus. And when then they were redeemed, there was light and happiness in front of him.
Where the Mar Nevuah?
This is what Moshe and Adam Aviyu and the Shivim's Aaron and the Shivim's Zakenim saw.
On the mountain,
on the day before Matan Torah, on the 5th of Sivan. That's their Mar Nevuah. Okay? Since that's the Mar Nevuah that God gave them the day before Matan Torah, according to Rashi. Right? We're not dealing with the other Shonim who learned this is all in order and this is aftermath, according to Rashi. Okay. The Elatzile ben Israel, Hein Nadav Aviv Hazakenim, right? Rashi is excluding Moshe Aaron. So another review in the Zakenim, Lo Shalach Yadam. Mechlal Shay Ruyan Lahishtalach Bem Yad. So they really chayiv Misa. God should have killed them right then. He didn't want to. Vayechaz Yisraelakim, Hayimistaklim Bo Belev Gas. So they were looking at God in the Mar Nevuah with like a familiar, Lev Gas means like familiar. Familiar, right? It's like they're very like they're like friends with him, buddies with him. Right? Lev Gas, like a fat heart, right? Mitok Achilu Ushtia. From eating and drinking. Okay, good. So they're eating and drinking, and then they're looking at God, and it's like a drive-in movie. Okay, that's what they treat it like a drive-in movie. Okay,
seems weird that
popcorn. You don't bring popcorn to Matan Torah. Okay, that's the chait basically.
But I mean, they would know better, no?
You would think so.
Did you see that?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's a brick, man, a brick. popcorn, no, that's the chait. Okay, you would think they know better. Okay.
Wait, when was the chait of that?
This happened, that was in the 5th of Sivan, a day before Matan Torah.
Did you specify, I don't know if I missed it, what that attitude is that was wrong? Or?
That's what we're going to have to get to. Okay, right now I'm trying to give you the facts of the sugya, okay? And then we're going to have to we'll ask the questions to try to put it all together. But you have to figure out the storyline. You have to figure out the storyline according to Rashi, or else you're not going to be, you know, how are you going to learn the sugya if you don't know what the sugya is, okay? So you have to put together the facts, the story. How in Egypt, these Zakenim, at Har Sinai, they're unklus, like Rashi brings down unklus. Unklus looks that they were like eating and drinking, and they were someach. They were so happy with the Nevuah, like they were eating and drinking. Like the enjoyment they got from the Mar Nevuah was like the enjoyment of eating Kadshim, and it's like a good thing. Yeah, okay, fine. We like Rashi. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Is there, what would be the significance of the progression? Was there like a compounded sin from both of these things, or?
Right.
A compounded punishment, I mean, or?
Right. Good question. That's
so
the question.
Why do you say, we need to know the storyline? It seems like just two separate, isolated.
Well, okay, you could say that. But Rashi over there says that their punishment for the Zakenim was that on Har Sinai, they didn't get to go up. They were turned backwards. Okay, now we can't be referring to over here because they went up over here. Moshe, Aaron, other Navi, and the Shem Zakenim, and they all went up there, right? And Moshe maybe went further, fine. But Aaron went up, they were with Aaron here, right? Aaron, other Navi, and the Zakenim didn't seem like there was any discrepancy between them, and they all saw the same Aaron of Uwe, and where's, right? What's Rashi talking about? Okay, so I think it's what Rashi's talking about is if you look in Perek Yud Tes. Pasuk Chaf Dalet. Okay, so this is in Parshas Yisrael. Okay, I don't know if anybody else says this for Rashi, but I think when you see the answer, it's like clear that this is what Rashi's talking about. There's other answers given, but they don't make sense. I don't think. There's Dohuk, okay?
Is it Yutes?
Perek Yutes. Perek Yutes. We'll start from Tezayin, okay? Just so you could see what day this is, okay? So this is really on day 6, okay? Rashi like this, Vayihi bayom ha-shlishi b'yoseh boker ve'kol zivrakim v'anon kaved al-ahar kol shofar chazak me'od v'yechad kolam asher v'machana v'yotzei Moshe sa'am likras Elokim min ha-machana v'yishyatzu tachlis ahar. So this is day 6, this is 3 days after they prepared, right? On the third day God said prepare for 3 days. So this is Vav Sivan, this is the day of Matan Torah. Kolos, Vrakim, there's shofar, there's loud noises. Moshe has to force the Yam to come out, they're very scared. Vahar Sinai Ashan Kulab, Nasha Yarlav Hashem, Ba'ish. So then, right, God goes down the mountain, the whole thing is smoking. Vayi kol shofar holich vazak ma'od. Okay, and then, right, kol shofar is loud. Vayirat Hashem Ahar Sinai al Rosh Ahar, Vayikra Hashem Moshe al Rosh Ahar, Vayal Moshe. So, God goes down Ahar Sinai, obviously figurative. And he tells Moshe, come up. Vayomer Shem Moshe, read, go down. Heidbam, warn them, Pen Yaharsu El Shem Liros V'Nafim En Rav, warn them not to cross that boundary. Har Sinai was bounded, there was a fence around it. Do not go over that, cross that fence, or you're going to die. V'gama Kohanim, Hanig Shem El Hashem Yizkadashu, and the Kohanim, who makriv karbanos to Hashem, they should be sanctify themselves. Pen yifas b'ham Hashem. Don't think that they're any different. Rashi interprets they can't. Right, they have to also watch their boundaries. Vayomer Moshe el Hashem lo yuchal am lo sel Har Sinai ki atay dosa banu leimor hakbas ahar kavikidashto. We already did this. Don't worry about it. It's all cool. Right, we ready. You told us this. We took care of it. I can vouch for them. They're all good. Vayomer elav Hashem lech read. Listen to me. I read. God says. We'll see Rashi. What does it mean, Lech Reid? So it's true you warned them a few days ago, but now this is Vav Sivan, this is Yom Matan Torah. So even though you warn a person a few days in advance, when the time comes for the Maisa to occur, then you have to warn him again. Okay, it's and you learn from Kadosh Baruch Hu this idea. You warn a person in advance, and then in the Shas Maisa you warn them a second time. Okay, now what does it say? V'alisa ata v'aron imach v'akonim v'am al v'akonim. Rashi puts it akonim with them. V'am al yersu la'as Hashem pen yifrotzba. Okay, Rashi puts v'akonim. I think he might have a different trup than we did. Okay, because our trup reads ata v'alisa ata v'aron imach v'akonim v'am al yersu. But I think Rashi had a different trap. Or he just dorished the pasuk differently. Because Rashi says like this, Va'alisa atav aron imcha imach v'hakohanim. Yachal afheim imo tamalomar v'alisa ata. Right, you would think that everybody goes with Moshe. Nope, just Moshe Rabbeinu. Emor me'ata ata mechitz la'atzmacha. Moshe Rabbeinu has his own mechitz, his own section where he went up. V'aron mechitz la'atzmo, and Aaron's got his own section. V'hakohanim mechitz la'atzmo. And the Kohanim are the Bechoros, right? Rashi said that earlier. Moshe Nigas Yosher Me Aaron. Moshe went further than Aaron. V'Aaron Yosher Me Kohanim. And Aaron went further than Kohanim. V'Am Kol Iker Al Yaharsu. And Am doesn't get to go at all. They have to stay back. El Matzah. And they shouldn't break their the way they're set up. They're standing La'os Al Hashem. Okay, good. So now, who is missing from here? Okay? This is Vav Sivan. Who's missing? Zikinim and Nadav and Aviyu are gone. Right, where did they go? Vasivan, all of a sudden it's Moshe Aaron, and now all of a sudden you have the Bechoros, the Kohanim, who are the ones who are Makriv Karbanos. But the Zekinim and the Aviyu are not present. They don't get to go up. They're included with the Am. Okay? Why? Okay, very good. So Rashi earlier, so there's basically, this is what I say, is Rashi earlier, when Rashi earlier said in Mitzrayim, when the Zekinim were too scared to go with Moshe and Aaron, they were too afraid to go up to the palace and go to Paro and give Paro the warning, right? And they slipped off one by one. They were punished that they did not get to go up on Sinai, that only Moshe and ultimately Aaron also got to go up, but the Zekinim did not get to go up. Okay? They had to stay with the Am. What about Nadav and Aviyu? So I think it's Pashut that it's not just that. Okay, yes, that Rashi, we have to explain that Rashi, why he's attributing to that. But the day before, Rashi says, the Zekanim and Adav and Aviyu, Vayechas Elokim Vayochel Vayishtu, they committed a tremendous chait that they were chayiv misa for. Okay, the Zekanim and Adav and Aviyu. And I don't think it's a coincidence that the very next day at Matan Torah, that those same group of guys, Zekanim and Adav and Aviyu, were not permitted to go up. Okay, because Adav and Aviyu, now why are Adav and Aviyu missing here? Because they didn't sin in Mitzrayim, so it seems like you have to attribute Nadav and Aviyu's omission to, right? You can't say they're all both Bechoros, right? One of them wasn't Bechor, right? And I guess Aviyu, right? So why didn't they get to go? So it seems like that's because they're, and it makes sense, the day before they committed this tremendous sin where they were mistakela the Shechina b'leiv gas with a familiar heart, and v'yochel v'yishu. They're eating and drinking while they're looking at a Mar Nevu, and therefore the Chayiv Misa, and therefore the very next day they don't get to go up.
How does like Unkelos understand that then?
I don't know. I don't know how anybody else understands it. I mean, Rashi's good. He works it out, you know? Rashi's good, he works it out. But, okay, good. So now we have the second. We have two sins of this. We're not going to follow Nadav and Aviyu's sin, because Nadav and Aviyu obviously have another sin also. But you ask the same question at the interview. Which is the Chayder Chay Misa for?
Yeah.
The Torah openly.
Chay Misa for any of those.
Why Chay Misa for any of those? Okay, good. That's a good question. Why Chay Misa for that? But another interview, they have the Eish Zara and they have this, right? So it's like, you always have when, I want to show you, like, I think there's a Rashi in general. He links up a Chayt of a person that a person commits in the Torah. He, like, strings them together. Like, he mentions Moshe Rabbeinu's. Like Moshe Rabbeinu's chait, it comes up in a couple of places in Rashi. You know, you always have to ask yourself, well, what's the connection between all these different sins?
What's bothering Moshe?
What's bothering Moshe? Yeah, right. Okay, so we have all the whole chronology of what's going on here? Okay, good. Then, God does not want to kill them at Matan Torah, right? 1 year later, right, everybody builds the Mishkan, right, Nisan, and then Klal Yisrael starts traveling, right? Everybody gets it. This is in Baaloscha, right? The Nun Hafuchos, the whole history changes of the Jews. Bamidbar, now we're in Bamidbar. This is the last place we're going to go. And hopefully we'll finish up the facts tonight. Okay, so Perek Yud Aleph. Okay, so this is right after Vayibin. So Aaron, right, Moshe tells Yisro, we're traveling, they're leaving Sinai, they've been there for a year's time. They built the Mishkan, the Shekhinah Shor in the Mishkan. They're going into Eretz Yisrael, they're going to be there in a couple of days, it's going to be awesome. Right, ultimately, you have a string of sins that culminates in the Meraglim, and then 40 years, right? 40 years later, the whole generation dies out, right? But this is the first sin. Right now, everything's going fine. Until you get to Pasuk Aleph. Perek Yud Aleph and Bamidbar Pasuk Aleph. Vahiyah am kimis onanim. So the nation was complaining. Rab ez ne'ashem, right? Complaining bad stuff in the ears of God. Vayishma Hashem, vayicharapo. God hears, he gets very angry. Vativar bam ish Hashem, vatochel biktzeh machanam. And a fireball from God burns these guys, biktzeh machanam, the edges of the machanam. So Rashi says like this: Ein am vayam kimes onin, ein am el rishayim. Okay, so it means the rishayim. Right when it says am kimes oninim, ein mis oninim el lashon alila mevakshin alila heich lifrosh meachri amakom. This only means like a pretext, okay? They were looking for a pretext, a complaining, a pretext, how they can separate from after God, okay? They were just looking for, and we're going to develop, we'll develop this, but is this is how Rashi learns these psukim, is that they felt trapped by the Torah and mitzvos, okay? They used to be people who were totally free, maybe Shemitz B'nai Noach, but they didn't have any of these restrictions, okay? They didn't have restrictions of Shabbos. They didn't have restrictions of Achila and the Bios Asuros and right, Achilos, right? All these restrictions, all these mitzvahs, they felt trapped. Get me out of here, okay? I got to get out of here, okay? So they were looking for some way to break that contract between them and God, okay? It was too much for them. They panicked. They really panicked, okay? Overwhelming, you know, it was scary. They had to get out. So they're looking for some reason, some excuse to say, this is no good, it's not working. We're going to go back to Mitzrayim. Okay, we'll see you guys later. Okay, so what'd they do? Fun. Rab ez ne'ashem. Ta'ana shehi rab ez ne'ashem. So a complaint, a pretext that was evil in the ears of God. So they were trying, they were hoping that God hears them, and he gets angry, and he says, you know what, I had enough of you, get out of here. They were looking for him, they're trying to, a person does this sometimes, they want out of a relationship, but they can't break it off themselves, so they do something that gets the other person upset, so the other person says, I had enough of you, and they break it off, and you break it off with me, okay, wait, you're, goodbye, right? So they're trying to get God angry, so that God breaks it off with them. They don't have the courage to say, we don't want to be in this relationship anymore. So they start complaining, start making up excuses in order to antagonize God, and so that he basically tries to get rid of them. Okay. But God is vayicharapo. He gets very angry. Okay, and he doesn't say, okay, what does he do? So he sends out a fireball. Okay, it was a bad plan. They didn't do it again. Well, they did, but okay, it was a bad idea. Okay, who gets burned? Biktzeh hamachane b'mukatzim shebehem l'shvelos elo Erev Rav. Okay, these are the Erev Rav, the guys who always cause the problems. Okay, led by Destan and Aviram, right? Okay, so the Erev Rav. So this is the group of people always causing problems, right? Okay, Rav Shimon ben Menasya Omer b'kitzinim shebehem u'b'gedolim. It means the chiefs and the gedolim, right? Which is the shivim zekanim. Okay, we saw Rashi earlier says it's zekanim. This Rashi is not really explicit that's the zekanim, but you'll see later on he says it's the zekanim. Right? We said earlier that this is the zekanim. Okay, so the zekanim and the am get burnt. Okay, so again you have a question. This is kind of what you guys have been asking is like. Look, if God wants to do it later, so then as soon as they start traveling, just fine, kill the Zekanim. Right? But he waits for till there's a sin. The Am is complaining. So the Am is complaining. They're looking for a reason to break off the relationship, that God should break a relationship with them. And what does God do? He kills the Zekanim. Because they're Chayiv Misa at Har Sinai. Okay, I mean, it's like, where's the... It's like totally, now he's taking on the Zekanim. Where's the connection? What does it have to do with the Zekanim, Vayechasu, Akim, Vayochel, Vayishtu? why is now the opportune time to take it down to Zakenim, because the Am is complaining. Okay? Some right, clear question, right? Well, yeah, go ahead.
Generally, don't onshin like correspond to like something that you did, and the job of an onesh is to make you reflect on what you did and look back on what you did?
Well, I don't know if a fireball is going to make you reflect.
Sorry. Ah, I should have eaten that popcorn. Bad idea.
You want some popcorn? Turn them into popcorn. That's the medrash, okay? Turn them into popcorn. It popped out. Exactly. Okay, so that's the...
Why did Hashem get so upset at that, though?
What?
Why did Hashem get so upset at that?
Why did he get so upset with that? You mean... okay, it's a good question. I mean, what's so bad about the chet, you mean?
The whole thing is like... I don't know.
Okay, well,
it's that, that and like... I don't know.
That's a good question. We'll answer that.
The whole
that.
Thing of Hashem getting upset...
I'll answer that now. I mean, I think the reason why it's so bad... is because it's the wrong, totally wrong attitude of mitzvos in the Torah. Okay, they're relating to Torah mitzvos. It's like it's restrictive and it's cramping their style, you know, and their whole life. Yeah,
it's funny, like that's your rap word. You know what I mean? That's the term you use.
Hey, you know, I got it. Okay, that's how they're linked to the Torah mitzvos, and that's not the idea of Torah mitzvos. The mitzvos are for a person's benefit; they're to give them a good life, and they're really a person should view them and be happy that he knows what the Creator of the world wants him to do. Before the person is lost, what does he want God to do? How should he serve God? You don't know, and all of a sudden you have Torah mitzvos and you have a clear direction. And the mitzvahs benefit a person. They give them a good life. And the whole thing, they should have been tremendous simcha that they were chosen from all the other nations to get the Torah and mitzvahs. But instead, their reaction was like, I want out of this relationship. You know, they should have been overjoyed by the relationship of God and Klal Yisrael. Right? The Torah, it's like nimshel, like a kal and a chasam. It's like a chuppah, the Sinai, right? It's like a wedding. So if after a wedding, so one of the participants, you later starts getting, he wants out of the relationship, starts angering, starts trying to get the other spouse angry in order that they, you know, give them a divorce. That's going to make you angry. You know, it showed a totally distorted idea of how they related to God and how they related to the system of Torah mitzvos. And, okay, it was a critical problem. It had to be dealt with right away. Fireball. Boom. Okay? But it didn't really work. Okay? Next pasuk. Okay, fine. They call that place fireball. Va'asav sufa shibikirbo. Okay, now the ear of Rav again. His bums. His avu taiva. They started having taivas. Va'yashva yivku gamene Yisrael. Va'yomu miyachalini basar. We need some meat. Okay? Of course, they have basar. You know, they have cattle. So, but, okay. They forget that for a moment. Remember all the fish we used to eat sushi in Egypt, free. It was free. It's a kishuim, it's a tochim, it's a chatzir, but salam, it's a shum, garlic. We had onions, we had cucumbers, melons, watermelons. Okay, I don't know if you had this stuff in Egypt. Who even knew about this stuff? Okay, and it was free. They were just giving this stuff away in Egypt. Okay, giving it to us.
Such a thing as a free ride in Egypt.
Yeah, in Egypt. And you go to the Egyptian, hey, can we have some stuff? Sure, here it is, here, free. We love you Jews, right? That's what Egypt was like. It was a great time and place. Yeah. Okay, Rashi. Rashi says like this, chinam. Okay. Im tomar shemitzriim nosin lehem dagim chinam. Well, kvar nemar v'tevin lo yinosin lehem. Im tevin lo yinosin lehem chinam. Okay, dogim are you noticing them? Chinam? They didn't give them straw for the bricks. Now all of a sudden they're giving out free fish? Come on. Ma'o merchinam? What does it mean? What does it even mean they gave us out free? Chinam in a mitzvah. Okay, when we used to eat fish in Egypt, we didn't have to make a bracha. Okay? We didn't have to say a bracha achron afterwards. We didn't have to worry about fins and scales. Okay, free from mitzvahs. That is the life, okay, when you're free. Okay, free to eat and drink whatever you want, do whatever you want. That was the life. That's what they wanted. Okay, now all we got, right? All we got is man in the morning, man in the evening, man in supper time. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Man b'shachar, man b'erev. Okay, in the morning we got this man, in the evening we got this man. I can't take it anymore. I'm sick. I'm sick of the man every day. Okay,
I want
the free fish. What?
Doesn't the man taste like anything?
Yeah.
You don't believe that, right?
What?
You don't believe in that?
Yeah, I think that it doesn't say it means it tastes like anything. It means it had a tremendous variety. It was complex flavor. It wasn't just like gray mush. But there's depth and complexity to the flavor.
Didn't someone say like 100?
I like the version where it's like you think
it's sweet, but you can have different types of sweet. You can have just like something that's like sugar sweet. But then there's like a sophisticated sweet with different flavors, you know, nutmeg, you know, and berries. I taste berries in them on blackberries, like raspberries. Yeah.
I like the version where you can just think what you want.
Ice cream, poof.
Yeah.
Why don't they just think fish then? Meat, and it doesn't work. You see over here, it's not the case. Okay. Okay. It just means that all the tastes were there. It had the complexity of all the flavors in the world were in the mind. It wasn't just, you know, gray. It wasn't prison food. You know, it was a very... And the Torah goes through it, describes it. These next few psukim, that look what they're complaining about. Okay, they fine. We'll skip the thing about the mind. It's for a separate discussion. Now we'll go to Pasuk Yud. Okay. Vayishma Moshe es ha'am bochel mishpachosav ish pesach olo vayichar af Hashem odu v'nei Moshe ra. So they're bochel mishpachosav. Simple pshat Rashi is mishpachos ne'asvim uvochem leparsim tarmosim v'galoi. Okay, they didn't just keep this themselves. They made this like a group gathering. They gathered together outside their tents in public. They wanted to be a piercing, but look how terrible our lives are. We're suffering. This man, all we get to eat is this man. I want that fish. I want that cucumber. There's no variety. There's no variety here, right? Rabbi Sinu Omru lemishpachos al iske mishpachos al rayos and asaros lahem. Okay, it's consistent. It's that they're really crying about the mitzvahs, chinam, and about arayos. All of a sudden, before Matan Torah, right, there was only the arayos of Bnei Noach, and now all of a sudden we got how many, 50 arayos, how many arayos are there that are no longer permissible? The sexual restrictions, that's what they're really crying about. Okay. Now Moshe goes on his rant. Vayomer Moshe Hashem, Lama arayos lavdecha, why are you so bad to me, God? Lama lo matasi chen beinecha, why?
Very passionate, you know what?
Oh yeah, very passionate. He really spoke
Captain
well.
Captain Mayo.
Yeah.
Captain Mayo always.
Mayo,
like 100%.
Mayo,
honest.
Mayo, yeah, oh yeah.
Captain Mayo.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Captain Mayo.
He said what he felt. He's clear.
Yeah, he's so honest.
Okay. You placed the entire burden of this nation upon me. Did I give birth to these people? Right, did I conceive them? Did I get pregnant and carrying them? Did I give birth to them? Right, like I got to nurse them. I got to carry them like a little nursing baby. I got no meat. I'm going to give them meat. I cannot do this. I cannot carry them alone. Just kill me now. Okay, kill me now, please. Okay, I just can't take it. Okay, good. And before we do Rashi, this is the last pasuk. Vayomer Shema Moshe, Esfali Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael, Asheridati Kehim Zikne Am Veshotrov. Right, go gather 70 Zikanim. These are the replacement Zikanim. These are the guys who were Mitzrayim, who were the taskmasters in Mitzrayim. That was in the beginning. Rashi will repeat again. And they'll stand there with you. Okay. And God's going to take some of the Ruach HaKodesh. He's going to put it on them. Okay. And you're not going to have to carry this alone. You got Shivim Zikanim with you. Replacement Zikanim. Okay. Rashi. Okay, Pasuk Yud Beis. Kisomer Eli, right? Moshe says that you told me carry them, right? Like they're little nursing babies. She'at Omer Eli, say Ebechekechav, Hechan Amar Lo. He says, okay, when did God say this? He says, Necheis Am Omer V'Yitzavim El B'nei Yisrael. And God commanded Moshe on B'nei Yisrael, right? These are by after the Egoms, also at the very beginning of his Shlichas to B'nei Yisrael, right after the Isna. Okay, God told Moshe that you are going to go to Bnei Yisrael, you're going to be a leader, on the condition that you act as a leader even to the point where they're going to stone you and they're going to curse you. Okay, this is Moshe Rabbeinu's task. He was charged with his duty that he has to be a leader even to the point where they're going to stone him. Curse him out, doesn't matter, that's your job, Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu had to accept that. Okay, he's complaining now, like, come on, like, why do I have to do this? How am I supposed to do this by myself to the point where they're going to stone me? You're like, well, I gave birth to this whole nation. Okay. Okay, good. The im kochat. Okay, good. Okay, now Rashi is like this. I'm pasuk tes zayin. Okay, and God's answer. Espo li. God says, gather 70 zakenim. So Rashi is like this. Harei tshuva l'tfunosecha. So God is answering Moshe Rabbeinu's complaint. Shamarta la'ucha anochi levadi. So you said, Moshe Rabbeinu, that you can't carry them alone. So here's your answer. Go get 70 more zakenim. But zakenim are shown him heichan hayu. In the original zakenim, where were they? Right. There's, up until this point in the story, symbol pshat in the Torah is that there was shiv the zakenim all the time. They come up all the time throughout the Torah to this point. All of a sudden, now Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no zakenim, and now you got to make new zakenim. Right. That's what Rashi's noticing here. Other Rishonim have to learn it means nevuah. They become neviim. It's a different thing. Fine. But Rashi's saying simple pshat is now all of a sudden you. Why is you need shiv zakenim now? Where did the original zakenim go? So Rashi says, "V'halo af Mitzrayim yashvi mayim." Shnemar lech l'safta zikni Yisrael. Even before Moshe Rabbeinu ever came, there was zikanim. Right? So now all of a sudden, there's no zikanim. There were leaders when they were in the Shiva Mitzrayim. There was zikanim. So now the zikanim are gone. Ella be'esh taver mesu. They died in the fireball. If you took them earlier, v'ruyim hayim misinai lekach, and they really deserve to be killed from Sinai. V'yachas rosh elokim shenahagu kalas rosh kinoshech pitam adavif ne'amelch. They really were chayiv misat Sinai because they were noe kalash rosh before God, levity, because they're biting their bread and speaking to the king. When you're talking to the king, you don't eat your bread. Okay, common decency. V'zehu v'yachlu v'yishu. Right, that's how consistent with how Rashi learned earlier. V'lo ratza kalash baruch olite naveles matan toru par lehem kan. Okay, so God, this is just consistent with the way Rashi learned the prior. Because they were eating food while they were at Sinai looking at the Mar Nevuah, they were punished here and they were killed. Now Moshe Rabbeinu needs a replacement zakenim. And who does he get? Asher yadata kihem ziknei ha'am v'shotrov. Osin sh'ata maker shenismanu aleim shotrim b'mitzrayim. Those who you recognize who were officers already in Mitzrayim. Right? While they were in slaves in Egypt, not all everybody was equal. There were some Jews who were slaves or some Jews who were officers who were appointed over the other Jews. Right? Bavodas perach. And they had mercy on the Jews. Umuken al yadam, and they were beaten because they didn't want to press the Jews too much, right? When the straw wasn't given to them, and they had mercy on their friends, on their other Jews. Shnei vayuku shotrim in Israel. Ata yismenu begdulasam keder shenitzdaru betzarasan. Now let them be appointed to the gedula, just like they suffered on the tsar of Klal Yisrael. Right, they had to suffer when Klal Yisrael was being beaten, and they had to be beaten along with them, and even worse because they refused to be cruel to their brothers. So now they should get the rewards, and they should be appointed to the gedula because of that they which they suffered for. Okay. Okay, good. And the last Rashi we're going to do is Venasu Itach, right, in Pasuk Yed Zayin, right, is the same Tanai you see that God made with Moshe Rabbeinu. That you have to be a leader of Klal Yisrael, Amanasa, they're going to stone you and curse you. Is Venasu Itach, Hisne Imahim, Amanashi, Kablo, Leim, Torach, Banai, Shentachanam, Vasavanam. Same thing. You want to be a leader, here's a Tanai. On the condition that you accept the fact that Klal Yisrael is going to be a bunch of complainers and they're going to be abuse you and it's going to be tough. You have to be able to take it. Okay, good. That's basically where we're going to stop. Okay, and the question is like this. We'll sum it up and then we'll basically leave the answer for next week. Basically, we have this history. Okay, this is the story. We have this story of these two Zakenim. In Egypt, we have the original Zakenim who, prior to Moshe Rabbeinu even coming, there were Zakenim. There were elders, leaders of the generation of the Avdus. In the before the redemption even began, there were leaders that were in place. Moshe Rabbeinu goes to those leaders and he tells them, come with me to Paro. We're going to give Paro a message. That's what God wants. Okay, he does some osos, signs in front of him, and to prove that God really sent him. They believe him. There's no... The Torah says that they do believe him, that God really spoke to him. He's able to convince them. Nevertheless, because they're afraid of Paro, they do not go to Paro's palace and deliver the message. Okay, because of that, Rashi says, at Sinai, they did not get to go up. What does that mean, at Sinai, they did not get to go up? It means on day 6, when Matan Torah, they were left off the mountain. They were put together with the Am. Only people who got to go up was Moshe, Aaron, and the Kohanim, okay, the Bechoros. But the Zakenim did not get to go up because of that sin. But nevertheless, we recognize there was another sin that happened the day before of Nadan Aviyu and the Shivim Zakenim. The day before Matan Torah, they committed a sin where they were in front of the king, in front of the Shekhinah, and the Mar Nevuah of the brick and the Shemayim, right, the light, right, that whole Mar Nevuah. And they were eating, and they were looking at God in a too familiar way. They were eating food while they were looking at the in a casual way. And because of this, the lack of kavod to the Shekhinah, they were deserving of Misa. God did not want to kill them there. Another Nevi'u he killed later on at the Hakamas of Mishkan in Yom HaShmini. That's the story of another Nevi'u, a different story for a different time. And the Shem Zikinim, he got them at Tavera. What's at Tavera? That was when the Am, right after they leave Sinai, the first trip, after they leave Sinai, they're traveling into Eretz Yisrael, everybody's so happy, they start complaining because the Am is looking for an excuse to anger God in order to break off the whole relationship. For some reason, God finds this is the appropriate time to take out the Misa, the Chiyuv Misa that Zakenim really deserved from Sinai, and he burns them up in the fireball that at Tavera. Okay? Boom. Then the very next pasuk, it's the same parsha, the Am starts complaining again, they want the food, they can't take these mitzvos, arayos, the chinam with the mina mitzvos, it's too much. Moshe Rabbeinu flips out, loses it, he can't take it anymore. Rashi explains, because the Zakenim are gone, the Am is out of control. Moshe Rabbeinu says he cannot do this anymore. Just kill me now. And God says to him, okay, fine. What I'm going to do for you is I'm going to give you a new Zakenim. Okay, you need somebody. It's true, you alone cannot control this nation. You cannot be effective. You need help. You need somebody to assist you. V'nasu itach, they'll bear the burden with you. Okay, but he tells them, and who are these people? These are the original, not the original Zakenim, but these are the people, the taskmasters in Mitzrayim, who were the officers, who were Jewish officers placed above the other Jews who were beneath them. And when Paro made that decree of no straw, and you're going to have to bring the same amount of bricks, an impossible decree, and then the Jews could not possibly fulfill it, and when they were going back short on the bricks, they couldn't produce enough. So who took it at? There was two options. Either the officers are going to get beaten, or the officers are going to push their Jewish friends to work throughout the night, blah, blah, blah. They didn't do that. They had rachamim on the officers, the shotrim, had rachamim on the avadim, on the other Jews beneath them, and they got beaten up for that. And as a reward for that, because they suffered for the tzar of Klal Yisrael, they were appointed to gedula to be 70, the new zakenim, and these are the Sanhedrin. These are the Shivim Zakenim, who form the first Sanhedrin. Okay, well, the second Sanhedrin. Really.
Presumably, they had some sort of chachma. The second group.
Oh yeah, and they became Nevi'im. They ultimately, they were Nevi'im. This opened the Torah, they were Nevi'im. Question whether they continued to be Nevi'im. Eldad and Medad, you see the whole story, they were two that were of this group. They were Nevi'im. And the Shekhinah rested on them. And it was the Shekhinah from Moshe Rabbeinu that was drawn onto them. And they were Chachamim, and they were Nevi'im, and they were Achmanim on Klal Yisrael. And they were really, ultimately you will see, they become the paradigm of Sanhedrin. These replacement ones. And one of the clues is the contrast between the original Zakenim and the replacement Zakenim, who the Shekhinah chooses, and Moshe Rabbeinu chooses. He selects them, and the Shekhinah ends up resting on them.
So these weren't just like nice guys who didn't beat the people.
These were the highest, they were Chachamim, Nevi'im, and Rachmanim. They're really the perfected, who deserve. But the original Zakenim, they failed, ultimately failed in their task.
Makes sense why the Mitzrayim would choose them also, right? Because they're seen as, even though they weren't the Zakenim,
right,
like the official Zakenim of that generation,
right,
but like they're the intelligent people, people obviously looked up to them.
Right, right. And people liked them.
Yeah.
People liked them. They were kind to people. Yeah, so they were good. They were intelligent and they were kind, so the Am liked them. The Egyptians could work with them because they were intelligent. It's a good point. So they were chosen, and they were, and because of what they went through, and they ended up being Zocha to the being Sanhedrin. Okay, and those are the facts. That's how Rashi learns the sugya. The question is, the main question is who can we develop, according to Rashi, the personality of the original Zakenim? Can we understand their flaw? Are there chaits, all these three chaits disconnected? The three chaits are the one in Egypt where they didn't go to Paro, the one at Sinai where they looked at God and eat and drinking, and the one of the Am at Taveh where they started complaining. Is there any relationship amongst these three chaits? Can we develop a personality and a profile of these original Zakenim? And can we understand the contrast between the original Zakenim and the new set of Zakenim? And ultimately, what are the ideas that we can take out from how Rashi learns, this whole...
Aaron, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the original Zakenim that slipped away one by one in Mitzrayim, ends up that the Rashi says that he was going to punish them later. I don't know why it was delayed. You're not addressing that yet, but maybe you will. But it was they didn't get their punishment until they couldn't go up to the mountain.
That was their punishment, right? Was on day six. On day six, they,
they couldn't go up. But nonetheless, day five, I think he said that they still So it seems to be, despite not being able to go up, they shared the same nevuah.
Exactly. Exactly.
So it doesn't seem like it even. Who cares if you went up or not? And you still have the nevuah.
Well, the nevuah of day six of the Seres HaDibros, they were left out of. I mean, they were with the Am. They didn't get to participate in the nevuah of day six. When the Seres HaDibros, they were left with the Am. They didn't get to go up on the mountain.
While Moshe, there's two chitayim of the Zakenim. One was in Egypt that was meted out to them but not ascending on Har Sinai.
Yes.
That's how it was meted out. And the second sin was V'yochel V'yishtu. And that was meted out by the Katsina Ha'am.
Exactly. Even though the sin of Ayochel Vayishu occurs on day five, and on day six they don't get to go up on Har Sinai, and Rashi attributes the not being able to go up on Sinai on day six on the Seres HaDibros, he attributes that to the chait in Egypt, not to the chait in that happened the day earlier, which they're chayav misa for. That they get punished a year later. Right?
Right.
So
okay.
It's like if you assume that all these chatam are isolated and they don't form personality, it becomes very difficult to understand these Rashis. Okay, plus you have the problem of why is Nadav and Avihu left out if it has nothing to do with the sin that happened the day before. Okay, you don't have to like that question. But yeah. Okay, good.
Very good.
Anything else? Any other questions? Okay, fine. So till next time, guys.